Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of From Dude to Dad. I'm Chris Pagula.
And I'm Brian Laurel.
And in today's episode, we are going to specifically be addressing the new dads. We've got a topic that has to deal with the kangaroo effect. And this is something that, Brian, I don't even know if you're familiar with this. And when we spoke about this before we came on to do this episode, I think you never heard about it before, have you?
No.
This is, you're a dad of two with kids that are, how old are your kids again? Five and two. And
yeah.
Here you never heard of it and probably didn't do it then. Or maybe you did.
Educate us.
All right. Well, this is the kangaroo effect is also known as the benefits of skin-to-skin contact. This is something that is been researched and really suggested for dads to participate in as well, and especially as soon as your baby is born. And there's a plethora of benefits that your newborn will receive from this. One of them being the first one mentioned in this article I found is accelerating the brain development. I mean, that's kind of insane that just putting your baby on your bare chest as it's wearing a diaper can accelerate brain development. Apparently.
Let me interject here. Yes. Is the kangaroo effect, is that something that only applies to dads or is it to moms as well? Because like when we had our babies, of course, as soon as the babies came out and they cleaned them up a little bit, but my wife would hold them, skin to skin. But I never did that.
Well, that is the kangaroo effect for moms, but it's encouraged for dads to participate as well because there's a whole host of benefits like we're going to go through that dads contribute. And, while I imagine the same benefits happen for mom for like accelerating brain development, but it's pretty amazing that, when you have a different energy that the baby is, attached to, it's a different experience as well.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I did. I mean, I had heard of it. It wasn't called the kangaroo effect, but the skin to skin contact, I don't know why I didn't research it and I didn't do it. Well, so what are some of the other benefits?
Okay. So besides accelerating brain development, it calms, soothes, and reduces stress.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It improves the quality of sleep, which is worth doing it alone. If that is actually true. So apparently infants fall asleep easily and achieve what's called quiet sleep, a natural deep sleep for 60 minutes or more. So a 60 minute sleep, I would totally take that because I don't even remember getting a full hour sleep when we had
kids. Are they suggesting it's a 60 minute sleep on you while they're laying on you or after you take them off you, they'll sleep for?
That's a good question. I think in general, it increases sleeping overall, but it does suggest and recommend not having the baby placed on dad for more than 60 minutes because of overheating. So dad's temperature may be totally different than mom's, and having the baby on you for more than an hour can create an issue.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So
overheating was a thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one of the big things when you're dealing with the baby sleeping in the crib and SIDS, overheating and such. Yeah. So, all right, moving on. It enhances the immune system. So this is what's crazy is that apparently dad's mature immune system passes antibodies through his skin to the baby.
That's nuts.
Right?
That's very cool.
I mean, that's just crazy how our bodies work. Stimulate.
What if I had like a shit ton to drink the night before,
and then your baby will be drunk,
hanging over. Maybe that's not the time to do the skin to skin, and your baby absorbs the alcohol.
Only you would think of that. Well, I don't know. Why don't you go have another baby? And
you know
try
what? I should Google it. That could be a thing. We're laughing. That could be a thing.
Well, if there's any listeners out there who've actually experienced this, press that.
If you've gotten your child dangerously drunk. Because you're inebriated out of your mind.
Let us know. We'll put you on the air. Expose where you are.
And then we will call the police.
Exactly. So, that's pretty crazy, Brian. I don't know. So that's a good warning to dads out there that may have had one too many at night. Don't do any of that in the middle of the night or in the morning. give yourself a good 24 hours to like de-alcoholize yourself.
Yes.
Okay. So going on, it also synchronizes heart rate and breathing. So it learns.
What?
Yeah, wow. It's apparently baby's body learns to self-regulate, resulting in regular and stable heartbeat and breathing pattern. I mean, it's.
That's very cool. So now I will say when I'm rocking, when my daughters were very, very young, when they're infants, and I would rock them, I would notice, I mean, they're breathing. They breathe faster and their hearts beat faster than ours do, granted. But I would notice kind of a rhythm would get, and I don't know if she was adjusting to me or if I was adjusting to them, but I've like for every breath I would take, they would take like three or four. And then completely, I would take another one. That's pretty cool.
It is. I think it totally makes sense because they get onto your, like, first of all, I think they feel the comfort and the security of being on your actual body. So that relaxes their anxiety level or their energy level. And then also getting into the same breathing pattern as you makes sense because you're basically connecting energetically. Wow. So wait, there's one last one that it points out. And I think this is a great one to mention. And again, is definitely worth it to participate in this.
They can tell the future. Is
yes,
that what it is?
That's exactly it.
They can give you lottery numbers. Right. They can tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl. Gosh, and Brian, the line to bet.
You're on a roll. God,
this is bad. Oh,
you're on a roll.
I knew it. I knew it. I don't know crap about this.
All right. So it actually promotes psychological well-being. As dad sits with baby skin to skin on his chest, oxytocin, which are natural feel-good hormone levels in his body, increase. With increased oxytocin levels, dad's testosterone level decrease. This shift in hormones creates a relaxation and well-being response. This aids in dad responding with nurturing and affectionate behaviors towards baby and allowing him to be better and bond with the baby. So funny. So it's like it actually takes away your masculinity because you become more sensitive.
Right.
You
right,
know?
Right.
But yeah. Hey, you know what? If that's what it does, that's not. But dad is more sensitive and aware of his baby's needs. That's actually. And he feels more tuned into baby and more confident about his parenting skills. Dads are more interactive with their infants and report a stronger bond long-term if they've held baby skin to skin.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, that's great. So, you know, it makes sense, you know, when we've discussed in various episodes how when you're the dad, sometimes you just feel like kind of left out or like there's nothing for you to do. I mean, during the pregnancy, it's like, you know, you can be there for moral support. During the actual delivery, you just kind of need to get out of the way.
And or then when the or that baby, you feel that you'll break the baby because baby is so, you know,
yeah,
is so fragile and you're so strong, you know?
And so,
man, I break
I'm
baby.
I'm going to squash baby if I sneeze. So if you, and then when you come home with the child, you know, if your wife is breastfeeding, you know, there's only so much you can do there. And so having that time and doing that skin to skin and developing that bond, because I know with our daughters, they had no problem coming to me, but when they were upset or whatever, they always obviously favored my wife because she had the food, one, and two, I think they were just used to just her smell and just her skin and being next to her.
No, I think she's nicer than you, Brian. Let's just...
Well, she's nicer than me. That's a given, but they didn't know that at the time. They were too new to know what a jerk I was.
Well, what we described in the promoting of psychological well-being, Brian didn't get to be demasculated. Because he...
I'm fine with that. Fine with that being demasculated.
Is that a word,
but
demasculate?
But I do think that it's good for the child to feel comfortable with both parents and taking the time to do that. You're probably teaching them to, like, hey, I'm good either way. You know, I'm good. I'm with mom. Yeah, she's got food. But if I'm with dad, oh, yeah, I'm with dad. Okay, that smells like dad. It feels like dad. The heartbeat, the warmth, all that. That's just a good way to bond. And I'm sure this isn't suggesting every single time you hold your baby, you rip your shirt off.
No,
and you're going skin to skin.
But, you know, it's interesting when I mean, we did this with all three of our kids, but more specifically with our youngest who was a preemie. And we made sure to take him out of his little incubator and have him on our chest because, again, all of these benefits that we listed and spoke about, we wanted to make sure that that was done for him because his immune system was weaker because he was premature. So, and I mean, today, not to say that it's because we did this and this is why he is the way he is, but he's pretty brilliant. I mean, he's got this. He actually got into a Harvard program this summer to do a class over the summer. And, you know, not to, to toot the horn of my own son, but, you know.
That's dad's very
out
cool.
There,
so,
you know, do that.
So wait, let's explain it. If you're going to brag about it, go all the way. What is this program for? What is he doing?
He's doing a college course for credit so that he, because he might want to go to Harvard just for school, for college.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
or
you better start a Patreon for this podcast.
I know.
And then
seriously.
Some of that you need to siphon off to your seriously. Your Harvard fund.
Right? Harvard. Oh, God. I can't believe I even said that. You know what? Could we like erase this and start over this episode?
I don't know. You're doing the editing. You do whatever you want. You do whatever you want.
Damn,
well,
dude.
So this, I do know other parents that have done this. And since my second was born, there was a friend of mine, and he really believed in the skin-to-skin. He didn't call it kangaroo. He was just calling it the skin-to-skin contact. And he had has a son, and he's like, yeah, he goes a couple times a week. I try to, like, rock him to sleep, and I just have his, you know, his head is on my chest, and it's pretty cool. And he's is about as masculine as you can get. So, guys, don't take it as this is like a wuss thing to do or isn't cool or whatever. And you don't necessarily need to post it on Facebook or anything like that. But this is you giving you the opportunity to, for the betterment of your child, really, but also for the betterment of your relationship and your connection to your baby who is not yet old enough to, to converse with you. This is just about as primal and as natural as it can be. So I would suggest giving it a whirl.
Right on. Well, thanks so much for listening to this episode. We hope that you will check out other episodes and give us a review if you can by clicking on that little blue microphone that's on our From Dude to Dad Show website. And stay tuned for our future episodes of From Dude to Dad.